This crystallization of the causal information outside of space and time in our material universe leads to a major conclusion, that of negative entropy. Matter at the quantum level shows that without the input of external information, it is due to entropy, to returning to chaos. Yet to speak of a causal information which is outside space-time would appear to imply an opposition with matter. Now this is not at all the case. In physics, a vacuum is void of energy or matter, but full of information. Energy is the same in nature as matter, as Einstein demonstrated, but as we understand in our present state of knowledge, information is of a different nature. What we can say is that matter and energy are reduced to the state of information in their interaction with the consciousness of matter.
Of the causal information outside of space and time in our material universe leads to a major conclusion, that of negative entropy. Matter at the quantum level shows that without the input of external information, it is doomed to entropy, to returning to chaos. Yet to speak of a causal information which is outside space-time would appear to imply an opposition with matter. Now this is not at all the case. In physics, a vacuum is void of energy or matter, but full of information. Energy is the same nature as matter, as Einstein demonstrated, but, as we understand it our present state of knowledge, information is of a different nature. What we can say is that matter and energy are reduced to the state of information in their interaction with the consciousness of an observer. Matter-energy should be seen as an extension of what is invisible and not as its opposite, via quantum physics. This extension changes dimensions and becomes subject to space-time and its physical laws. As Albert Einstein pointed out when he stated, space and time are modes by which we think, and not conditions in which we live.